Mesech des Babasra, Daf Kuf Samach, the top line on Daf Kuf Samach, Chamin Aleph, Etanun Perek, and the new Mishnah. And before we begin Perek at Pashat, which is the last Perek of Mesech des Babasra, and the last Perek of what used to be called Mesech des Nezikin, let us begin with Akdama. The Mishnah will discuss two different types of documents, and although generally when discussing documents, the Mishnah uses the term Shtaris, and usually the term Get is reserved for Gitei Noshim, or a divorce document. However, Ayin Rashbam, as well as Tesis, will point out that Kol Shtaris Kriyim Get, and as we saw in Mesech des and in Mesechtes Gittin, Kol Get Sheyesh Lav Eid Kuti Pasul Chutz BeGittin Noshim VeShichuri Avodim. And the first type of a shtar is called a Get Pashut, which is similar to our standard shtaris, with a Teifus, which is the generic part of the document, as well as the tariff of the shtar, which is the specific details of this specific transaction, are all written on a straight piece of paper, and the Edom execute the shtar in the bottom of the document immediately after the end of the shtar. In addition, there is only a requirement for two Edom to sign or witness the shtar, and the date that is used when writing a Get Pashut is the actual date and year when the shtar was written. However, as we will see in the Maskonas HaGemara Daf Kuf Samach Amud Beis, that the Kohanim who were Kaptonim would get angry at their wives, and they would immediately run to Beis Din and divorce their wives, and since it was very easy to write a Get, so the divorce would happen very quickly, and then the Kohen would calm down and realize he made a mistake and didn't want to really get divorced, but it would be too late to get remarried, as it's us for Kohen to marry a Grusha. He can't even marry his own ex-wife, and therefore the Chacham Mesakin, a more intricate document called the Get Mekusha, which was harder to write, and this became the standard document for Kohen to use when divorcing his wife. And the Chacham were hopeful that by the time the Get was prepared, the Kohen would calm down and wouldn't have divorced his wife in the interim. And once the Chacham were Mesakin the Shtar, so they also instituted that Get Mekusha can be used for standard transactions as well. And it seems that these Shtaris and these Gittin were commonly used during the time of Bayis Rishon as well as the time of the Mishnah. However, it seems that even at the time of Rebbe, who was at the end of the Zman of the Mishnah, it was much less common, and certainly during the time of the Rishonim, a Get Mekusha wasn't used any longer, and therefore the Rishonim are uncertain as to the exact format of a Get Mekusha. And Rashbam explains that the Sefer would write one line of the Tariff of the Shtar, and then leave a blank line, and then they would fold the written line over the blank line, and they would sew the fold, and then they would write a second line of text, and then leave another blank line, and once again fold the text on top of the blank line, and then sew it, and they would continue to do so until the entire tariff was written, and they would then write the typhus of the shtar on the rest of the document without skipping lines and without folding or sewing the paper, and which the Gemara calls Hapashash B'Mekusha, and was called Get Mekusha because this document was tied and bound together and sewn together, and picture the outcome as a paper fan. And as we will see, there were certain chalukim and specific dinim that applied to a Get Mekusha. And number one, the edim would be signed on the reverse side of the document, and if the ksav was on side A, the signatures were on side B. And number two, instead of only requiring at least two Edim, there was a requirement to have at least three Edim. And if there were more than three folds, then you would have to add Edim based on how many folds were in this document. And for example, if in this specific document there were four folds, then there was a requirement for four Edim. And if there were five folds, then there was a requirement for five Edim, etc. And we find the halacha regarding the amount of Edim in a Mishnah Mesechtes Gittin under Pei Aleph and Beis. And as we will also see, the dating of a Get Mekusha was done differently than a Get Pashut. And before we continue, we mention that the term Get is usually used for a Get Isha, and although the term refers to a Get as a Sefer Krisis, so some explain it's because a Get Isha has exactly 12 lines, which is the gematria of Gimel and Tes, and some explain that it's called a Get because Gimel and Tes are the two letters that are never found next to each other in the Torah, and it symbolizes the complete severance of a relationship between a husband and wife. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky brings other combination of letters that are not found together in the Torah, and therefore he explains that we need both the reasons that we just mentioned, and I in Taisi Yantar Mesechta Gittin, that the word Get is actually an Aramaic word, and from the Rishonim and Asugah it's mashma, that the term Get refers to any document and not just a Get Krisis. However, it's possible to explain that although the word Get is generally used specifically for a Get Isha, however, since the whole takana of a Get Mekusha was made because of the Gittin of Kainim, so we refer to this document as a Get Mekusha, and once we started speaking about regular documents as a Get, therefore it became common that we would use the term Get for regular Shtaris as well. And let's keep in mind that we will explain our Gemara like the Rashbam. However, Ayin Taisis was bothered as to how it is possible that a Sefer can skip every other line, and therefore he learned that the Ksav was written in a standard manner and they wouldn't skip any lines. However, one line of text was folded over on top of the next line of text, and Ayin and other Rishonim who have various Mahachim as to the Metzius of a Get Mekusha. And finally, Taisis points out that in reality this parak should have been learned in Mesechtes Gittin. However, since we discussed various documents of a Shkimra and Bari in parak Mishamis, so we continue to discuss Dinim of Shtaris, and similarly, really, Perakan Zakin, which is in Mesechtes Gittin, should have been taught in Seder Nezikin. However, since in Perakash Shaleach in Mesechtes Gittin, the Gemara discusses Dinim that are relevant to Tikkun HaOlam, so the Gemara continues with Perakan Zakin, which similarly discusses Tikkun HaOlam, and our Mishnah now begins Get Pashat Eidim Mitaychai, that a Get Pashat, which Rashbam points out, Shtar Pashat Ka'in Shalanu, that a standard Shtar like ours, She'in a Tafu Makusha Kittel Kamon, the whole Shtar is Korean Get, Kramina Ba'amma, the Get Chayv She'in Ba'achrayas, as we explain, Bein Begitin, Bein Beshash Taris, Ma'iri, Kramina Begamara, Kadishli Tachtel, Bein Gitin Lishtaris, and the Mishnah teaches us that the Eidim of a standard Get are written on the same side of the text of the Shtar, and it's written at the bottom of the text, and as Rashbam states, Eidim Mitaychai, Beseif Ashtar, However, the Mishnah continues, Mekusha Eidim Achurav, that if we get Mekusha, the Eidim are written and are signed and executed on the back of the Shtar and not on the same side as the text. And let's see the Rashbam, who explains exactly what a get Mekusha is, as Mekusha Eidim Achurav, Kaisiv Shita, Umniach Cholok, Kashir Shita Ksuva, the Kaifla al Cholok Vitaifa, the Achin Kaisiv Shita, Umniach Shita Cholok, the Kaifla al Cholok Vitaifa, the Chain Habe, Kadem Mokim Tayer Fashtar, the Eidim Chasun, Mechutz, Be'in Shapir Sham Rai Begum. And as we will see, there's machlekes in the Gemara exactly how the Edom signed on the Get Mekusha. Uvashli Ksharim Rubim Me'edav K'datam Besachs Gittin the Havli Kriach V'Tayvish Hashta Kasa Kulu Kein Pashut V'Zehanikul Fenenu HaPashut Mekusha. This is all as we explain that Dhamma to the Mishnah. V'Evla Kfilit Kol Kefil V'Kefil B'Fnei Atzmai, and each fold of this document was standing by itself. V'Nir B'Bechutz Ben Kefil Kefil Kein Ksas HaSefer Kazeh V'Chei Muchach B'Gemara She'Edom Achsuma Kal Kesher V'Kesher Nikrarim V'Nirarim B'Bechutz. And the Mishnah continues, Pasha Shekasva Eidim Achurav, if you have a standard Shtar, and the witness is signed on the back of the Shtar, or Mekusha Shekasva Eidim Atechai, or you had to get Mekusha, and the Eidim signed on the inside of the Shtar, Shneim Psulim, in both cases, the Shtaris would be Pasol, and Rashbam explains, Shalei Nasa Ketikin Chachamim, as this wasn't done in the proper way to Chachamim Mesakim, and therefore, Vim Shtar Chayv, who ain't a Goyv by Min Alkuchais, if this was a Shtar Chayv, then you can't be Goyv from Alkuchais, and it's Mashma that you could still use the Shtar as a Raya that this money is owed, and this shtar just doesn't create a lien, then get isha in a misgareshes, and if it would be a regal get isha, then the woman would not be misgareshes, and she would still be considered an ishas ish. And the Mishnah continues, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel argues on a Tanakama, and he states that at least in the case of Mekusha Shekosva Edom Mitechai, that if he had to get Mekusha, and the Edom signed inside, and not on the back of the shtar, Kasha would be Kasha, and place Yoch Lasseh Pashut, as if you untie this get, you will now have a get Pashut, and the Edom will be inside, and therefore would be kosher. And this is one of the reasons why Tosfos argues on the Rashbam, as he states that l'chira, if you're going to untie the shtar, you still have extra lines between each line, and that should not be a proper shtar, and as we know that a get kareach, or a shtar kareach, is possible. However, the Rashbam states, sh'yoch l'fshay v'laseset pashut, sh'yikra tfiris, v'yiftech ha-shtar, v'yeh pashut. And the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymeh, kol k'minika medina, that everything follows the minika medina, and the Rashbam states, b'gmar m'farish, v'taymin that the Gemara will explain what Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to tell us. And the Mishnah now teaches us other dinim that a chol between a get pashut and get mekusha. And the Mishnah teaches us get pashut eidu b'shnayim or mekusha b'shleisha, that the minimum amount of eidim that are required for a get pashut is 2 eidim, and the minimum amount of eidim that are required for a get mekusha is 3 eidim. And once again, Chacham made this takana by a get mekusha in order to make it more difficult to make this get, in order to make it harder for a kohen to get divorced. And the Mishnah continues, pashut shekasa that if you had a get pashut and you only had one aid that signed on that get or on that shtar, or mekusha shekasa by shnei edim, or you had a shtar mekusha and you only had 2 edim that signed on that shtar, shneim psulim, both of them would be pasul. And the Gemara will ask that l'chayr in the first case of pashut shekasa by echad, it is pashut that it's pasul, and certainly in order to effectuate dinim mames, or in order to effectuate a regular get, which is a davisha be'erva, then certainly there's a requirement for 2 edim. However, certainly in the case of a get mekusha where there's only 2 edim, one may think that even though the Rabbanu was Mesakin, there's a requirement for 3 Eidim, but a mice, if you had 2 Eidim, it still would be a valid Shtar, Kamash Blon, that the Rabbanu stated that this is Ma'akiv, and it won't be a valid Shtar, and it won't be a valid Get. The Mi'iri points out, Uvizman Azeh, Ein Anu Regilim Be Mekusha Klal, Va'af Ein Anu Bekiyim Bil Choysev Kol Kach, Ve'in Choysev Me'elu Be Pashut, V'chol Shev Mekusha is Puzzle. And the Gemara begins, Menani Mili, that how do we know that there's 2 different types of Shtaris, and that there are various Zinim that are different between these Shtaris? And as Rashbam points out, and at this point of the Gemara feels that the din of a get mekusha is the din deraisa, and the Gemara Gemara will bring three different makaris. Number one, Amar Pchina. Amar Pchina states the Amar Kras, the pasuk in Yirmiyah states, "Sabdus b'kasev yiklu v'chasayim b'seifa v'chasayim v'hoi edim." This pasuk is discussing right before Churban Bayis Rishon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yirmiyah that he should know that this Churban will be a very short period of time, and therefore, in order to show people that they'll actually come back to Eretz Yisrael, they should transact business and they should continue buying sadeis. And the pasuk tells us they should buy field with money and write the transaction in a document and seal it and have edim say edis regarding the shtar. Yirmiyah explains when the pasuk states sadeis b'kasev yiklu v'chasayim b'seifa, we continue and daf kuf samach amud beis zeh poshut. This refers to a shtar poshut, and as Rashbam states kein seifa, which is similar to a seifa, which is a straight document. V'chasayim zeh makusha, and when the pasuk states v'chasayim, that's referring to a sealed document, which refers to a makusha, which is sewn. And then when the pasuk states v'heid shnayim, that refers to two edim, and as we know ein eid pachad mishnayim, as the Gemara Masechta Seita teaches us that since the pasuk states lo yakum eid echad be'ish l'chol avayin, if we see that any time that the Torah mentions the word aid, it actually refers to two edim, unless the Torah specifies that we're referring to an aid echad. Therefore, since Yirmiyah used the term aid, it refers to two edim, and that is referring to the two edim that signed in the get pashut. And since Yirmiyah states v'heid edim, so the word edim is mashma riboy, and it's mashma more than the standard two edim. And this teaches us that there is a shtar that requires three edim. That must be referring to a shtar makusha. And as the Gemara explains, how ketzad shnayim l'pashut shleish l'makusha, that there's a requirement for two edim for a shtar pashut, and there's a requirement for three edim for a get makusha. And the Gemara asks for ipuchana, that how do you know that you have two edim for a get pashut and three for a get makusha? Maybe we should say pum fakad. And the Gemara explains mitechshus rab b'ksharav nisrav be'idav, that since a get makusha is required to have folds and required to have knots, therefore it's a more complex shtar and a more complex document, and therefore it is also a requirement for more edim and a requirement for three edim. The Gemara continues with the second makar, Rafram Amar Mahacha, that Rafram states that we learn it from another pasuk in Yirmiyah, as the pasuk in Yirmiyah tells us that Yirmiyah bought a sada from his cousin Hanamel, and the pasuk states ve'eka chasefa mikna es achasum hamitzvah v'achukin v'asagaloi. And Rafram teaches us ve'eka chasefa mikna zeh pashut, that refers to a standard get pashut, es achasum zeh makusha, that refers to a get makusha which is sealed and sewn. And the Gemara now dashes the word v'asagaloi, which is really out of order, but just trying to explain all of the documents before we get to speaking about the edim. And when the pasuk states v'asagaloi zeh pashut shav makusha, that's referring to the straight part of a get makusha, which we explained previously is the part of the shtar which tells us the generic terms of the shtar, which is called the typhus. And when the pasuk tells us hamitzvah achukim elu dvarim shemein pashtul makusha, that teaches us that there are things that are different between a get pashut and a get makusha. Haketzad, and what are the chalukim zeidu shnayim zeidu shloisha zeidu mitechav zeidu machurav? Since the pasuk tells us hamitzvah achukim, so it seems that there are at least two things which are different between a get pashut and a get makusha. Number one, there is only a requirement for two edim by a get pashut. However, by a get makusha, there's a requirement for three edim. In addition, the signatures of a get pashut are done on the inside of the document and on the same side as the text. And the signatures of the witnesses of a get makusha are done on the back side and on the reverse side of the text, as we explained. Once again, the Gemara asks for ipchana, that how do you notice two edim by a get pashut and three edim by a get makusha? Maybe it should be pumfakat. And the Gemara once again states mitechshu srav b'ksharav nisrav be'idav. Finally, the Gemara brings a third makar, as running by cheskel on mahacha, running by cheskel brings a makar from Pasha Shaitim, as the pasuk states, al pishnayim edim al pishleisha edim yakum dava, and l'chari it's shver, as if this guy may do some mishnayim lona par l'cha b'shleisha, as if two edim would work and it would suffice, then why did the Torah state al pishnayim edim oy al pishleisha edim yakum dava? Rabbi by Cheskel therefore explains l'im l'cha, this is coming to teach you shnayim l'pasha shleish l'makusha, that there's a requirement for two edim by a get pashut, and there's a requirement for three edim by a get makusha. And the Gemara once again asks for epechana, and let's say pum faket, that there should be a requirement for two edim by a get makusha and three edim for a get pashut. And once again, the Gemara answers mitech shen srab b'ksharav nisrab b'edav. And as Rashbam points out, mitech shen srab b'ksharav shehichmi b'yakasav etriach lasis kishurin hichmi nami b'ribu edim. And the Gemara continues that we just brought three different makaris from Rab Chanina, from Rafram, and from Rami by Yecheskel. And the Gemara asks, v'hani l'hachiyud also, how can you say that these psukim come to teach us the din of a get makusha, but kol chad v'chad l'milseyud also, that each one of these psukim are used for its own drashes, and they're not coming to teach us any dinim regarding a get makusha? And as the Gemara continues, l'chadetanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, and some explain that we shouldn't be gerus l'chadetanya, as this is really a memory of Abaya that we saw at the beginning of Chesra Batim, that when the pasuk tells us in Yirmiyah, sadus b'kasev yiknu v'chasayim b'seif v'chasayim, eitzetayva kamashbon, that this was an eitzetayva that was given by Yirmiyah raya to Klal Yisrael, that they should make sure to have raya's as to what they purchased, as otherwise, when they come back from Golas, potentially they won't have Shnei Chazaka, and they won't be Edom to be able to inquire that they bought this Sada, and therefore he told them, make sure to write this in the Shtar, and as Rashbam points out, Kedem Farash Bereish Chaskla Batim, and as we state at the beginning of Perek Chaskla Batim, Kedichsev, and as the Pasuk continues, Unusatim Klicheris Luman Yamdu Yom Rabim, and therefore we see that he was giving them Eitz HaTayva as to making sure that they write in the Shtar, and to make sure to preserve the Shtar properly. And similarly, the Gemara continues regarding the Raya of Rafram from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Be'ekach HaSeif HaMikna, Hachiyav HaMaisa, that this was the story that Yirmiyah bought his property from Chanamel. And finally, the Raya that was brought by Rami by Yecheskel from the Pasuk in Shoeftim, Al Pishnaim Edom, Al Pishloisha Edom, Yakim Dava, Zok to Gemara, when it states Al Pishnaim Edom, Al Pishloisha Edom, Lahakishloisha Shnaim, as we learn in Masechtus Makos, that the Torah is teaching us to be Makish, the din that is relevant to three Edom, to dinim that are relevant when you only have two Edom, and Beplukta the Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, and this is based on the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon that we find in Masechtus Makos, and this Machlekes is brought on Daf Heyam Beis in Masechtus Makos, as the Tanakam and the Mishnah on the bottom of Amid states, that when the Pasuk states that Pishnaim Edom, Ashlesha Edom, in Miskayim, Asaidus Pishnaim, Lom Paradakasa Bishlesha, and the Tanakam holds Allahak Shnaim Lishlesha, Mashlesha Mazimus Ashnaim, Afa Shnaim Yizumus Agimel, Umnain Afilomedo Tamlema Edom, and Shimon Ime Mashnaim in the Rogan Ashu Shnaim Zeman, Ashlesha in the Rogan Ashu Shlushtan Zeman, Umnain Afilomedo Tamlema Edom, and both the Tanakam and Rab Shimon use this as a Kula, and Rab Kiva Ime Lebash Lishal Hakel, El Hakam Lav Lassidina Kyetsu Beilu, therefore these psukim cannot be the Makaris for the din of a Get Makushar, and in Taisis at the bottom of Daf Kuf Samacham and Aleph, Diva Maskal Sadus Bakasifiknu, and Taisis states, Eitz HaTevikam Ashwan, and Taisis is really going on our Sugya, and Taisis explains, Bahari Kamar, and when the Pasuk in Yirmiyah stated, Sadus Bakasifiknu, Vechasay Besefer Vechasayim, is not referring to a Get Pashat and to a Get Makushar, and Taisis explains that when the Pasuk states, Vechasayim, Zet Taifis is referring to the Taifis, Vechasayim, Zet Taif, Shem Meichav Lekeach, Zman Besada, we find that the Lashon Chasima is referring to a tariff in Masechtas Gittin, and as Taisa states, the tariff Ikri Chasima Kedemrina Begittin. When the Pasuk states, Vahayat Edom is Kemashmai, is to teach us that there's a requirement to have Edom in the Shtar, and Taisa now continues to discuss the Pasuk that was brought by Rafram, and Vahachinami Idikra, Ve'echa Chasifa Mikna, Taifis is referring to the Taifis, Vesachasim, Tariff, Vesagolui Zer Edom. The reason why the Makama Edom is called Hagolui is Kivan She Edom, Messiah Menashtar, Sha'achakin, Inshim Dov and Nichtav. Now, Kain Asi Shapir Lashin Gilyan Al Mokim Ksiva Seidim. When the Pasuk states Mitzvahs Bechukim BePashit Nami Yishabei Dvarim Shitzarach Liyizor Shloyachtem Uloylem Umaylev Leimen Atzad El Mitachtav VeShloyachikwa Eidim Yosim Mishita Achas. Therefore, this entire Pasuk is referring to a regular Get Pashit and VeKimin the Matzlemeimah the Asel the Pashit VeLifreshu Kamei Pirish Less Lemeimah the Asel the Drasha. Because of this question, the Gemara states El Mekushim Rabbanon that in a Chenami the din of Get Mekusha is not a din deraisa, and really the whole din of a Get Mekusha is only the Rabbanon, the Kriya Smachta Ba'alma, and all the psukim that we brought were only as a Smachtais, the Tayyim Maita Kinu Rabbanon Mekusha. And why is it that Rabbanon were Mesaka in a Get Mekusha? As Asur Kanehavo, it was an area where a lot of Kehanim lived, Vavi Kapti Tuva, and they would get angry very quickly, or Megashin Shayu, and they quickly went and they divorced their wives. And as we previously explained, and when they calmed down, they really didn't want to divorce their wives, and of course, at this point, they were stuck because they couldn't be Machsi Gushu Seyin, as a Kohen can't marry Gusha, and of the Rabbanon Takanta, and therefore the Rabbanon will misaken and get Mekusha, which would take a lot longer to write, and now the Hochi V'Hochi Mesvid Datayu, and by the time that they were able to arrange the get, they already calmed down, and therefore they wouldn't give the get. And the Gemara now is, Hatech Gidon, it makes sense with the Geya get Isha, as we have this problem with the Geya Kohenim, and therefore we have to be misaken to make a get Mekusha, but Shtar is Michael Mema, why would there be a concept of a Shtar Mekusha if L'Choyer this reason is not relevant to a regular Shtar? And the Gemara answers, Kadesh Le'techalik bin Gittin L'Shtaris, that in a Chenami, the Rabbanon didn't want to make a Chiluk between a Get Isha and a regular Shtar. And Ayin entices Diba Maschel Shle'techalik bin Gittin L'Shtaris, where he brings two different reasons. Number one, Shem Tipsalena B'Shtaris, Asala Mifsal Apigitin, as if we would say that a Get Mekusha is possible by regular Shtar, so people will think that this is not a valid Get either, and therefore it would actually be Mavatal the entire purpose of the Takana. And then Taisa states, Inami, or I could say, Eloi Abdi Shtari Choyiv Mekusha, if we didn't allow a Shtar Choyiv to be written as a Mekusha, Osi Sheenichu Melasis Mekusha Gam Begitin, then people would not write a Get Mekusha either. However, now that people started writing a regular Shtar as a Shtar Mekusha, therefore the Kehanim accepted upon themselves to use a Get mekusha when they would get divorced, and this was actually a way to be mekayim the takana. And ayin and tap tesis amid tiknu rabbanan mekusha misaftlam bezman hazeh kishikoyim megarish ishtoi im tzarech lasim mekusha kimitecha takana mashma she'ein legarish ki'im mekusha that l'chayra a takana is mashma that the only way that a kohen is allowed to be megarish his wife is only through a get mekusha. And if so, would this din apply nowadays? However, zak tesis ach lefi she'ein anu bekiyim by betayiv nachin yosel lasayis pasha shu kal yosel. But since we are not familiar with making a get mekusha, therefore it's better to make a get pashut. And Taisa continues, inami like the kinu rabbanon ki'im ba'isei makayim. And as the Gemara stated, asur dekhane avu, and it was a specific spot, and therefore this takana was only made for that specific spot. And according to this teretz of Taisa, it makes a lot of sense why we do not know what a get mekusha is nowadays, as it really was only made for one specific town and one specific area. And finally, Taisa states, v'rihaya ima demad the kinu rabbanon mekusha loyshei chayv lasayis kain. Even the rabbanon made this takana, it wasn't a chayv for a kohen to make a get mekusha. And this takana was more of an etzah taiva than an actual halacha and an actual requirement. And the Gemara now continues to discuss the din of a get mekusha. And the Gemara is hechen edim chaisman that we are the edim sign on a get mekusha. And the Gemara will bring a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, as Rav Huna Amar ben Kesher l'Kesher. Rav Huna holds that the edim was signed between each of the ksharim and each of the folds. And let's keep in mind at this point of the Gemara's havmina is that Rav Huna means to say that the edim signed on the front side of the shtar and on the same side as the writing of the shtar, but it was between the folds. However, Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba Ma'achuri Aksav Koneg Aksav Mebuchutz, that the edim would actually sign on the opposite side of the ksav. And for example, if the actual writing of the get was written on side A, the edim would sign on side B. The signatures would also be signed in the opposite direction of the text. And for example, if the text was written horizontally, the signatures would be written and signed vertically. Ayin Rashbam who states Achui Aksav Kinege Kol Aksav Mebuchutz, the signatures ran along the entire writing of the document, and it was done on the outside of the document and on the other side of the ksav. And Rashbam continues Halchis Filo Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba Kinemuchu L'Kamon the Ludei Machzikin and Chasimis Edim Kinege Kol Aksav at Seif Hashtar Ludei. And according to Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba, Ayin Tzarech Lichtav Shor V'Kayim, there's no reason to write at the end of the document Hakol Shor V'Kayim Shemakim Chasimis Edim Kayim Kol Aksav as wherever the signatures of the Edom stop, we know that that's the end of the shtar. And the Gemara continues, Omli Roin by Chomelor of Chisto, Rav Huna the Omer ben Keshel Kesher, Kasal Kedaitin ben Keshel Kesher Megavoy, that according to Rav Huna that stated that Edom signed between each of the Ksharim, so the Havmina was that it was signed on the inside of the document, and therefore Roin by Chomel is Rav Chisto, Vahu Mekusha the Kasal Kamed Rabbi, there was a Get Mekusha that came in front of Rabbi, Vahomer Rabbi, and Rabbi said, Ein Zman Bezeh, that I don't see that this man was written in this get, and therefore it shouldn't be a valid get. And Amalei Rav Shimon Rebbe Rebbe, and Rav Shimon the son of Rebbe said to his father Rebbe that Shema being Shor Muvla, that potentially since this is a get mekusha, so maybe this man was actually written in the shtar, but you can't see this man because of the folds and because it was already sewn together. Maisa Palya V'Chazio, that they opened it up and they saw this man in the get. And Roy Merchama now is Vim Isa Ein's Man Bezeh Ve'Ein Edom Bezeh Mibayli, that if you're going to tell me that Rav Huna is correct, that the Edom would sign the inside of the fold, but being Keshel or Kesher, so L'Chir, just like Rebbe couldn't see this man, he should have said, I don't see this man, and I don't see Edom that signed on the Shtar. And the Gemara continued that Amalei Rav Chista responded to Rabbi Bachama that you don't have a question, as Mi Savar being Keshel or Kesher Megavoy, when Rav Huna stated the Din B'Degei Edom of a Get Mekusha, he didn't mean to say that the Edom was signed on the inside of the Get, Moi being Keshel or Kesher Megavoy, that L'Maisa, the Edom would sign on the outside of the document, and therefore Rebbe was able to see the Chasimus Edim, and his only question was regarding this man of the Shtar. And Ayin Rashbam ben Keshel Keshem Avroy ben Uroin Edim ben Chavitzi Aksharon could have preached from Asisin, and therefore you were able to see the Edim, and they were signed between the folds. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question on the Shita Rav Huna, as if Rav Huna is teaching us you have one witness that signs on each fold. So for the Gemara, v'nechesh dul mezayev v'kosim ma'ed boy v'chasim yisadi, that why shouldn't be chayshish that potentially the Shtar was forged, as possibly someone wrote in additional information into the shtar, and then they actually made an additional fold, and in order to make sure that it looked kosher, he just got another aid to sign on that area. And as we already mentioned from the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, every single time that they made another fold, there was a requirement for another aid, and this way the actual shtar would look like it's a valid shtar. And the Gemara answers the kasabei shar v'kayim, when making a shtar chayiv or when making any type of a get mekusha, kosher in order to make sure that no one could forge the document. They would make sure that at the bottom of the get or at the bottom of the shtar chayiv, they would write the words hakol shor v'kayim, which would show that this is the end of the get and the end of the shtar. And as Rashbam states, benegay the question, v'nechash dil mazayif v'kosim ayde boy b'seif hashtar shor v'makosho shvei chasim isadi b'reish hashtar b'in ksharam hoil v'in ayde v'chsum b'seif hashtar u'mishani the kosim boy b'seif hashtar shor v'kayim d'hainu hechoch shor seif hashtar v'in yochlo idlo hesef achrov. The Gemara continues and asks, v'nechash dil mazayif ayde boy v'had the kosim shor v'kayim achrini. Now let us be choshish that maybe someone will actually forge the document and will write in additional information into this document, and then they'll write the words hakol shor v'kayim a second time. The Gemara answers, chad shor v'kayim kasvinon, trei shor v'kayim le kasvinon, that according to Rav Huna, by a shtar makosho, you will only be able to write the words hakol shor v'kayim once, and even if you would write it a second time, you'd ignore anything that's written in the shtar that was written after the first time that you already wrote hakol shor v'kayim. And as Rashbam states, by Roy Yodea Shuziyof, the Gemara continues and asks, v'lechash dil mamachot le shor v'kayim, v'kosim mayde boi, v'had v'kosim shor v'kayim. So we should still be choshish that possibly someone erased the words hakol shor v'kayim, then forged the shtar by writing an additional clause into the shtar, and then wrote hakol shor v'kayim, and we will think that this is the only time that hakol shor v'kayim was written, and we will be mekayim the shtar. Gemara answers that's also not a possibility, because Amar Rabbi Echran, as Rabbi Echran taught us, tluya mekuyam es kshira, that if a sefer was writing a shtar and he forgot one word, then the sefer could add that word into the space between the lines, and then at the end of the shtar, you would write that I wrote that extra word, and this way you're telling people that that word was supposed to be there. And as Rashbam states, Ta'a seifa v'giya v'tolo teva ishtayim bein shita l'shita v'achin kaim b'seifa shtar k'may sh'anu k'isvin teva plena d'bein ishita yishar v'kayim. That would be a valid shtar. And we continue on daf kuf samach alef min alef, and Rabbi Yechman continues, mochak posel v'afa pisha m'kuyim. However, if there's an erasure in the shtar, then it would be posel, and even if it was m'kayim b'seifa shtar, v'loi omru mochak posel el b'mokim shar v'kayim. However, Rabbi Yechman qualifies his din and tells us that the only time an erasure would be considered puzzle is only if it meets the following two conditions. Number one, if it's in a place where it made sense that they would be writing the words Hakol Shar V'Kayim, and number two, Hashir Shar V'Kayim, and the amount of space that was actually erased has to be the Shir that could fit the words Shar V'Kayim. However, if it would be in an area where certainly you didn't write the word Shar V'Kayim, and for example, at the beginning of the Shtar, where you didn't yet write the Teufis and Teref of the Shtar, then certainly you didn't erase it in order to take out the word Shar V'Kayim, and even if it would be at the end of a Shtar, and the erasure is so small that it was impossible that it would have written in that spot the word Shar V'Kayim, then this erasure would not be a psol, and the shtar would still be valid. And therefore, the chashash that you just had of dil machak le shor v'kayim v'kosu ma'ide boi v'hod v'kosu shor v'kayim, that is not a valid concern. Certainly, if the mechika would be in place where it makes sense that the word Shar V'Kayim would be, and the size of the erasure would be at least the size of the word Shar V'Kayim, then certainly the shtar would be psol, and therefore, we don't have to be choshish for this problem. And the Rashbam at the top of the Amud states, machak posel, mashe gia love, afu pisha mekuyim, un chaparish pa ozel, sha oitza machak besef ashtar, be mokim, sha yoch loima, sha he kosu bay shar vakayim, kagoyim, bos be monin de kosha, un mikta bay, un mokka ve gia mashe rotza, ba akka kosu be shar vakayim, al be emsa ksav, in lochish, sha vea dobe nika, sha kayim shnichtu shar vakayim, bezea ashtar, nimchak vin eskayim, u chashir shar vakayim, ve koshkinim shir, nimchak, yaisim izea, ayin in top tesis on daf kuf samach alf and alif, u chashir shar vakayim, ve koshkin yaisa, sha imchak shnei shit no gimel, kedei laharim ve kosu mai de boy, ve hoda kosu shar vakayim, le kach pasu kol mokus shnuch alomim, ve kan hoi yachal yais, kosu shar vakayim, av pachs bishar vakayim, lek lemech shlomidi, ayin sham. And keep in mind that Ritva points out that these dinim regarding the words shar vakayim are only relevant to a get mekusha, as if you have a get pashut, then certainly the end of the shtar is wherever the edim sign. Therefore, even if you'll find a shtar that the words shar vakayim are written multiple times, as long as it's a get pashut, it would be a valid shtar as long as the edim are signed at the bottom of the shtar. Ayin Rashba points out, Chad shor v'kayim kasvinon, trei le kasvinon, hayinu dafka v'mekusha, el pashut afil tuva kasvinon, ul vach le chad b'shita achreino, v'chad b'shita shniya shalomayinu meno, ayin sham. And let's also point out that at the beginning of the sugya, we mentioned that when Rabbi Chama asked this question of Rav Chisda, and he asked regarding Rav Huna, the Omer ben Kesha l'Kesha, and the Gemara stated, Kasak daitin, ben Kesha l'Kesha megavoi, that the Habim in the Gemara was, that according to Rav Huna, the Edom actually signed the document on the inside of the document and not on the reverse side of the document. And Ayin Ramban, who asked, Koshli, Yehochi Lichle Masisin, Diktoni Machurav, the Lamaisin Amishnah, the Mishnah states Mefurish, that it was Machurav, and its Mashma was on the back side of the document, and how could we have a Habimino that the signature of the Edom
Gittin were on the same side as Iksav, and Ramban states Vishema Hadru Rebbe Adifle Lakshuye Mishum the Chazul Maisa, the Ilum Makushalai Piki, the Ikalatru Masisim Mishinu the Chiki, Ayin Sham. If one of these possible Tirutsim that are considered a Dechik, Ayin and Tesis, the Master of Huna, the Ammim Keshla Kesha, Kusakadait Megavoi, the Afagad the Tanam, the Kush of Edom Akurov, Ikalamema, the Shapi Kori Akurov, Ben Shita Lashita, the Visha, Eda Huyashita, Shetakhtov, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.